Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to remind you that OTRWesterns.com is actually broadcasting live right now. If you go to OTRWesterns.com, look on the right-hand side, you can listen to and request over 1,000 different episodes from shows like Gunsmoke, The Cisco Kid, The Six Shooter, just about everything you can think of. We've got them up there. Again, otrwesterns.com/live, or go to otrwesterns.com and look on the right-hand side. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Building of the first transcontinental railroad was one of the most important steps toward the winning of the West. The railroad was of prime importance to the future of the country. But powerful forces, cattlemen, stagecoach lines, and steamship companies opposed it. Outlaw opposition sprang up, and the Lone Ranger was commissioned by the President to lead the fight against the enemies of progress. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Bright Rainbow. Let's cover it the pass. Well, Silver, holler!
A locomotive pulling three wooden coaches puffed around a curve west of the Platte River. 2 miles ahead, just around another curve, waited a group of hard-eyed outlaws. They wore 6 guns strapped low, and across the saddles of their mounts, each of them had a carbine. The leader at the edge of the concealing trees turned in his saddle.
Here she comes. Pry loose them rocks, Santos.
Un momento, senor.
What are you waiting for? Get them rolling.
He's very heavy, senor. I cannot...
Tender, Whitman. Off your horses. Give him a hand, Pronto. Unless we block that track with the rocks, the train won't stop.
If we pry loose these big ones, he'd fall right on the middle of the track.
Heave!
Heave. Again, senors. This time it quiver.
Heave.
There she comes.
Drop that crowbar on your horses. As soon as the train stops, we close in. And use your guns.
Dave, it's a rock sled. Use your brakes.
Great job at cactus needles. Blow the whistle, Josh. Let the conductor know he's got to swing the handbrake.
I've gone more trouble on this here track. Now we'll have to roust out the passengers and clear off them rocks. Sure hope they didn't bend the rails.
Hey, what in thunder?
Red flash,
Josh. Grab your gun.
Keep your hand off that gun, you'll live long.
Oh,
yeah.
Pray, you
ornery spedalite. Close your mouth. Now, you, back up against that seat and keep your hands pointed right at the sky. Santos, Whitman.
Si, senor.
I reckon the pay cash in the first car back. Lead the boys there and get it.
Si. You can't do that. The railroad's got soldiers.
I told you to stand still, savvy.
Sure, sure.
Get going, Santos.
Si, senor. The first car back, andata. Whitman, you come with me, eh? Gindo, the rest of you fellas, you stand back from the train, savvy? Anybody put his head out window, you shoot him off, savvy? Here, Whitman, off your horse. Jump right in the car, yes?
Get off those car, you doggone leeches. I'm
Whitman,
warning
you. He talked too much. You lie on floor, senor. Now we take railroad pay cash, eh? You tell the Colonel Portman that Iron Spore take his money, savvy? You not forget. Tell him the bad man who had the iron spur do this, eh?
Look there, near the river. Do you see her, Tonto?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure it's Miss Barkley.
Not much light from the moon. We were to meet her here.
Kimasabi.
Yes, that's Miss Barkley. Come on.
Aye!
Oh, steady, fellas. What is it, Miss Barkley? We were watching the end of track from the hills this afternoon. I don't saw your signal.
I wasn't sure you noticed the three flags I strung up above Colonel Parkman's office.
We see them. That's why we come here.
Is it trouble at the end of track, Miss Barkley?
No, it's worse than that. The train carrying the pay cash was held up.
Train held up?
Yes, outlaws on horses. 25 miles east of end of track.
But Tonto not savvy. Train go plenty fast. How outlaws...
They could have blocked the track with fallen trees or rocks, Tonto. That would make the train stop.
It was rocks across the rails, Masked Man.
Anyone hurt?
The paymaster was wounded. He said the outlaws who shot him and stole the pay cash were men of the Iron Spur.
Kimasabi.
No need to be surprised, Tonto. The Iron Spur is well organized. They're behind almost every attack on the railroad.
The outlaws left an Iron Spur in the cab of the engine. But there's one strange thing. Colonel Parkman was wondering how...
How the outlaws knew the pay cash would be on that train?
Why, yes. How did you know?
I guess, Miss Barkley. The railroad wouldn't announce anything like that.
The Iron Spur had positive information. Who did they get it from?
Not bad. Man worked for railroad, huh?
It couldn't be anyone outside of the railroad.
Not many people would be in a position to know about that pay cash. Doesn't the railroad know that?
Kimasabi, what's that?
Miss Barkley! Miss Barkley!
Who's that, Miss Barkley?
Oh, sounds like Josh Bradley. He must have seen me riding out from the railroad along the river.
Hello, back out of sight.
That tree's over here.
Miss Barkley, where are you?
Josh, over here!
Oh, there.
What's wrong? What's the trouble?
It's Dave Clark. Gosh, old Fishhooks. I never figured he'd be in cahoots with them ordinary outlaws.
Dave Clark? What outlaws?
The Iron Spur. Who else? Miss Barkley, he told them that the train was carrying the pay cash.
Oh, you must be mistaken.
Mistaken nothing. Those hombres knocked me kicking, didn't they? They wounded the paymaster and a dozen others, didn't they? They didn't do a blame thing to Dave. Just had him stand there with a gun on him.
Well, yes, but that might not mean a thing.
I reckon not, ma'am. But how about this? The marshal at the end of the track found some of that cash in Dave's possession.
What?
Yep, in his room.
Then Dave is locked up?
No, ma'am. It's even worse. He's skedaddled.
He's gone?
Gone without a trace. He was seen riding east out of town, moving his horse with a whip and spur. The marshal tried to locate his trail, but he covered it mighty slick. There ain't a bit of doubt about it. Dave was in with them outlaws sure shooting. Well, anyhow, Colonel Parkman told me to get you pronto. He's got the range to get some more cash out to pay the men.
You knew I was coming this way?
Well, I just took a chance. Somebody seen you heading along the river. Well, come on.
You go ahead, Josh. I'll catch you.
I got to hurry.
Now, you go ahead. I'll be right along.
Well, keel, Miss Barkley. Adios. Get it back.
Dave Clark. I can't believe it.
Looks bad for him, Miss Barkley.
Oh, are you hurt?
We hear him.
It seems so positive. Money in his room, his leaving town so suddenly. And yet...
Dave Clark. You'll hear from us later.
What are you going to do?
We're going to find him, Miss Barkley.
But the marshal lost the trail.
Maybe marshal not good in finding trail mark.
Tonto can follow any trail that was ever made. If Dave Clark is innocent, we'll prove it.
And if he's guilty?
Then we'll prove that, too. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout. Adios. Come on, Silver.
Chesley.
What's eating you, Santos? It's the middle of the night.
Senor, please. No, so much the noise.
Huh?
Someone approached the cabin, senor. You get guns.
I'm wearing my six guns.
Oh, so. This way.
Who is it?
Quien sabe. Whitman, he see a rider approach. He come tell me.
Huh? One man?
Si. He get off horse and he spring. Come this way on foot. Olé, senor. Listen.
Yeah. Heading this way. I'll handle this, Santos.
Another moment, senor.
Kino, mister, don't move.
What the...
Well, if it ain't Dave Clark. Howdy, Clark. Glad you dropped around. Yeah, we've been kind of expecting you.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy. Tonto, easy, boy.
Hi!
Hi, Kimosabe. Any news?
Me follow trail over hills like you say. Trail lead to cabin. Outlaw cabin.
Yarnsburg?
Maybe 10-12 men. Tonto watch from ridge.
They have horses?
Corral with horses near cabin.
Was there any sign of Clark?
Tonto see him, but...
Well, what's the matter, Tonto? Sound disappointed.
Clark him there. Only it looked like him crook like others. Maybe railroad man right, huh?
You mean he isn't tied up?
Tonto see him go by window 3 time. Him not tied. Him iron spur outlaw just like rest.
I see. All right, Tonto. We'll get him tonight.
Guns in this chest. Maybe I can break it open. With a gun, I could stand off those zombies when they come back. Maybe even... That did it. Broke the lock. Yeah. Guns and bullets. Well, now I'm ready for them. Just let them come in and out.
Hello, Clark.
What in thunder?
Stop that gun.
A masked man. You're an outlaw. I'll... Oh!
Sorry, I had to shoot it out of your hands. You're not hurt. Where are the rest?
Huh?
Come on, speak up. I want the iron spur, and you know where they headed.
10 horses gone from corral.
You know doggone well where they're headed. They're going to rob the railroad again.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. There's another payroll for the men. Those armies found out about that one, same as they did the last.
So you told them, huh?
Me? You loco, I'm no outlaw, like you are.
We not bad men.
Clark, Miss Barkley's in us on your trail. She thinks you're innocent.
Miss Barkley? Say, who are you, hombres?
Perhaps this will tell you.
A silver bullet? Well, you're the...
Him Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger. Mister, you're just the gent I've been praying for. These skunks have got to be stopped.
Clark, you talk big for a man who's suspected of being an outlaw himself.
Me? An outlaw?
The money was found in your room at the end of track. You left in a hurry.
Well, sure. To corral the armies who put the cash there. Only they got me.
That plenty strange. If you not outlaw... Why they not tie you up, huh?
I didn't have to, Injun. Take a look at this.
Why, you're chained.
You're both ankles. Can't move faster than a hop toad. I can't straddle a horse.
So that's it.
Can you get him off for me, mister?
They took the key.
Yeah, Chiswick's right-hand man, an hombre named Santos.
We get file, maybe we...
That takes time. Clark, you say those outlaws are going after another payroll?
Yeah, left a couple of hours ago.
Is this new payroll going by train?
No, sir. Josh Bradley and Chad Elkins are bringing it in from Fort Kearney by pack mule. Colonel Parkman figures he'll fool the Iron Spur that way. Only instead of fooling them...
So where did they learn about it?
Doggone if I savvy that, mister.
You not tell them?
Not on your life, Injun. I wouldn't let go a secret like that, no matter what.
When did they plan to attack the pack train?
Day after tomorrow, just at sundown, at the west end of the Bright Rainbow Pass.
Sundown, huh?
2 days. That plenty time to get soldiers, Kimosabe.
Yes, we can make it. But first, we'll get these chains off Clark. He can go with us.
Sure thing, mister. Only I wish we had the skunk around who's got the key. What in blazes?
Hello.
No, senors. You stay right as you are, eh? Santos got 2 guns in 2 hands. First time Santos fire overhead. But you make 1 move, Santos, he pull trigger plenty quick, savvy. It's plenty good thing I come back, yes? Maybe I shoot you right now anyway.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto trailed Dave Clark to a cabin in the hills and found him a prisoner of the Iron Spur, Santos, one of the outlaws, surprised them by returning as they were about to remove the chains from Clark's ankles.
This is very funny. Senor Chiswick sent me back to get more guns. It's a pleasant surprise to find a masked man and the Indian also.
Step aside, Clark.
No, you're not moved.
You be careful.
You must be Sandhurst.
Oh, somebody tell you, eh? If you think you make a play with the guns, that is great mistake, senor.
You think you can beat him to the draw?
He's not loco. I already have the guns in my hands. There is no one can draw and shoot before I even pull the trigger, yes?
Mister, it's taken an awful chance to try that.
What make you think he's such a fool, Clark? These hombres... Surprised. Silver bullet on floor. This one, then, here's the Lone Ranger.
All right, Santos. You're asking for...
What in blazes?
I wouldn't try nothing, masked man.
Kemosabe, they got guns in both windows.
Oh, he got his whip sawed. Now, Santos?
See? See, perhaps it's a very good thing for me I not come alone, yes? Now, you try to shoot me, then you surely die.
We're not that crazy, Santos. Not when you've got gun barrels aimed at us from three sides.
You unbuckle gun belt. Throw him on floor. You're an Indian also.
Go ahead, Tonto.
Oh, but me...
Do as he says. There you are. Now what?
Bueno, senor. Wait, Mandolin. We put Shane on his own race. Same as with Clark. We locked him in room. If we could come back after getting pay cash, he'd be plenty glad to see Lone Ranger, eh? And as we come back, we take off mask, yes?
Look at him. I can see him clear through the window, sitting around that campfire laughing about us. Here we sit chained up.
Dave. Come here.
Huh?
Last friend wants you. Come.
Well, these doggone chains are worse than a pair of railroad ties fastened to my ankles. What do you want, masked man?
I want you and Tonto to twist these guns in opposite directions.
Guns? I don't savvy
what you... There were guns in that chest, Dave. I noticed them earlier when Santos held his six-shooters on us. So I didn't try anything then.
I don't follow you.
I put these two gun barrels through links in the chain. If they're twisted, the links will snap.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
You take gun. Twist to right.
Kino, you all braced, mister?
Yes. Go ahead.
Chain might twist against your ankles.
No, go ahead. The gun barrels are set only two lengths apart. They'll snap before there's much strain on my ankles. Go ahead.
Now!
Go ahead, harder.
Oh, me push.
I'm leaning on the gun barrel for all I can. Mister, it worked. The chain broke.
Quiet, Dave. Listen.
Oh, that good. They not hear us. What we do now, Kemosabe?
Yeah, mister, your chain's broken half, but you still got the jives on your ankles. And me and Tonto are still chained up.
Yes, Dave, but I can get through the window later on when they're asleep. Remember, Santos has the key to these chains in his pocket. Mustn't wake him up. If I do, he might...
Caramba!
Don't make a sound, Santos.
The mask, hombre.
This is your gun pointing right at you. Not a sound, Santos. Now, where is that key?
Tonto, you hear something?
Somebody walked this way.
Is it the Lone Ranger?
He can't see.
Yeah, that doggone campfire's died down. If it's the masked man, that's fine. But if it ain't...
Somebody come now.
Who is it?
Take it easy, Dave.
The masked man. You've done it.
Santos woke up. I had to tie and gag him.
You get keys to chain?
In my hand. Stand still, Tonto. You're free. Now, Dave.
Where are the horses, mister?
Just outside the door. That does it. Now, hurry. We'll have to get out of here.
I'm sorry. Outlaw, wake up.
They get you.
What in blazes? They're coming after us. We haven't got any guns.
That's where you're wrong, Dave. I picked up your gun belts. They're hanging across the saddles of our horses. Follow me. We've got to get away. It's Silver.
Steady, boy.
Scout. Here, Scout.
Steady, big fella. All right. Head for the end of the track.
And let go. Shoot. Shoot.
Get up, boy. Get him on.
Now, hold your fire. No more shooting. Wait, McDonald, quick, saddle the horses. We must ride to Del Cheswick. He must attack the mule train before sundown. The masked man will warn the railroad. Hurry, get the horses.
Oh, boy, steady, big fella. Marching. Steady, Silver.
Masked man, you shouldn't be here. It's almost dawn. Someone may see that you're masked.
I had to come. Hello, and Dave Clark.
Dave Clark, then you found him?
Yes, Miss Barclay, and he's innocent. He was trying to capture the man who held up the train, not running away.
Then where is he?
We were captured to the Iron Spur. Otto and Clark and I.
And you got away?
We all got away.
Then where is Dave and Tonto?
They're not with me. I told them to quarter over toward Rainbow Pass to join Shad Elkins and Josh Bradley with the pack mules. Silver was faster, so I came here first.
The pack mules? You mean you know...
Yes, I know the pack train is on the way with another payroll for the railroad. The Iron Spur knows it, too. They plan to ambush the pack train at the west end of Rainbow Pass. Are there any soldiers here?
Oh, yes, there's a detachment of cavalry.
Good. They'll ride back with me. First, I have something to do. Where's the paymaster, Miss Barclay?
The paymaster? What? He's in there.
Come along with me. I'm going to see him at just time before dawn. I want you to listen outside the door.
Listen outside the door? What? I don't understand.
Come along and you will. Wait here, Silver.
Ain't even dawn yet. Come in. Put your mask.
Not so loud. You know who sent me?
Your mask. You're an outlaw.
Look at this in the palm of my hand.
An iron spur.
You recognize it?
Sure, but what's wrong? I gave Sanders the information about the pack mules. Isn't Chiswick ready to get the new payroll?
Yes, he's all ready. I wanted to find out how your arm was.
My arm?
You were wounded on the train, weren't you?
Oh, that. That ain't nothing but a scratch. I've been acting like it was much worse. But you tell Chiswick I expect some extra cash. Boys wasn't supposed to shoot me. They were just supposed to make it look good.
Thanks, you've said enough. Miss Barclay.
What the... What Orton thunder?
I've heard every word. So you're the one who told the Iron Spur about the pay cash.
Who is this, Master Hombre? I've been fooled into...
He's the Lone Ranger, Murdoch.
The Lone Ranger? And I thought he
was... You thought I was a member of your outlaw gang. You're going to prison, Murdoch, and so is the rest of the band. Miss Barclay, where can I get that detachment of cavalry? We'll have to ride hard and fast.
You'll never make it. You got me, but you'll never save the pack train. Chiswick is waiting for him at Rainbow Pass right now. You'll never lick the Iron Spur, mister. Never.
We'll see about that. You'll have company in jail, Murdoch. Now, where are those soldiers, Miss Barclay?
Those are breaks there. Keep up with this.
Hold up, Frank! Hello!
2 hours past sunrise, Captain. Can't your men go any faster?
Not fast enough for your horse, mister.
Then there's only one thing to do.
Yes?
The outlaws had planned to attack at sundown. Now they've been warned, I think they'll attack further up the pass.
I reckon so.
Silver, now, go ahead and meet the pack train as fast as we can. We'll be able to hold them off for a little while. As soon as your detachment reaches the pass, spread out in skirmish formation. Keep advancing and listen for the sound of gunfire.
Right, mister.
Adios.
Good luck.
Well, Silver, forward!
Time you reckon it is, Tonto?
Oh, sun plenty high. Middle of day, maybe.
I don't see any sign of the mask man.
Him right hand the track. Keep long way back here.
And I don't see any sign of the Iron Spur. I'm sure glad we got here to the pack train. Josh and Shad are riding rear guard, but still...
Plenty trees in Rainbow Pass. Hard to see what behind tree.
Yeah, might be an outlaw behind every tree trunk. I sure wish...
Oh, Silver!
Tonto. Tonto, I got my wish. It's the Lone Ranger.
Steady, Silver. Kaya came as having
Kaya. I came as fast as Silver could carry me, Tonto. The soldiers are on their way. Now, there's no sign of the Iron Spur.
No.
We've been watching every minute, mister. So far, so good. How far off are them soldiers?
Hard to tell, Dave. They couldn't cover ground the way Silver can. Santos must have warned Chiswick of our escape. Instead of waiting for sundown, he may attack sooner.
That's right. Santos tell him we know about ambush, huh?
Yes.
Still beats me how they knew in the first place. If I could get my hands on the army who's been tipping off those outlaws about when the pay cash is being sent...
You needn't bother, Dave. He's already in jail. The paymaster himself.
You mean Murdoch?
Yes.
Well, don't go on.
Keep it, Tommy. Look there.
The Iron Spur.
They're on both sides of us.
Surrender! We shoot you down! Surrender!
Never, Santos!
What we do?
We're going to fight as long as we've got a bullet left. Now listen to me.
Elkins, Josh, come and run it. The masked man's giving the orders.
Bring the pack mules into a circle. Bring them around fast. They'll attack us from all sides. We've got to hold them off.
Masked man, here they come. Come on, the masked man.
Caramba, that masked hombre.
hombre, you shoot like El Diablo himself. Once more they have beaten us off, senor.
They can't hold out. There's only five of them, and we got more than 20. Load up your guns again. This time we ain't stopping until we ride them down.
Si, senor, only this masked hombre.
He's human, ain't he? I reckon a bullet can stop him as quick as it stops anybody else. Now, savvy this. I want every man to aim at the masked man. Forget about the others, aim at him. Start shooting as soon as you get in range.
That's plenty good idea, senor.
Kano, it better be. Everybody set,
senor. Yeah,
then ride. Shoot when I give the word. You're doggone right, mister. Get ready, gents. Aim straight for him, is it? Thunder.
Senor. Senor, soldados.
Soldiers, we're trapped.
They're all around.
Turn wheel your horses. Fight your way out.
Hey, senor.
Hey, Pado. Everybody after them.
Miss Wheat, you and your outlaw band are under arrest.
You got here just in time, Captain. I reckon the masked man was right when he said this gang would land in jail.
Si, si, you are, senors. But only because of the masked man.
Yes, I want to think. Well, he's gone.
Sure he's gone. Him and Tano left as soon as the battle was over. And get this, Santos. There may be a lot more armies just like you who call themselves the Iron Spur. But by the time the Lone Ranger gets through with them, they'll be hanging from the end of a rope. Yes, sir. Takes more than your kind to beat the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.